We are learning Mesechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, Tani Chada. Zokta Braisa. Tani Chada, we learned the one Braisa, that when you come to plant and it didn't work out because there was a Chagav or a Shidafin, a drought, or there was insects, so Halacha is you have to keep on trying. So Pam Rishayna, you plant once and it got destroyed. Ushnia, Zari, you have to plant again. Shlishis, ain't a Zari. You don't have to do a third time. Once you did it two times, it's a chazaka. You don't have to do a third time. Tiny, the Chana Rabbi says, says Shlishis, Zari, you have to do it a third time. Shlishis, Zari, Revius, ain't a Zari. Only the fourth time you don't have to do it. So it's a stira. My answer is like Kash, Haka Rebbe, because you're going to be a Haka Rebbe, don't have a trace of Chazaka. We know there's a machlek is what's called a Chazaka. Rebbe holds after two times, very called a Chazaka. Rebbe's talking about a case where a lady married a man and she died, and he died, and then she remarried again and he died. Shailah is, could she remarry a third time? Is she called a katlonis, someone who kills her husbands? Her mazel causes the husbands to die. So Rebbe says after two times the husband dying, you cannot get married a third time, you call the katlonis. Rosh Hashanah Gamil says no, three times is a chazaka. So Haka Rebbe don't want trades them to have a chazaka, Rosh Hashanah Gamil don't want them to have a chazaka. Same thing over here. You try to plant twice and it was destroyed, you don't have to try a third time, it's a chazaka already. And you can already deduct from the chakirus, why? Because it's a makas medina. Masha'in kain. The other brisa also Shmuel Gamil, you have to do it three times before it's called the chazaka. Now, this brisa sounds like it's a raya to Shmuel. Shmuel's halacha was just ended. We ended by saying kasha. Shmuel's halacha was that as long as you don't plant, you can't claim makas medina. You have to try. You have to try to plant. So it sounds like a raya from here. But some of the rishonim say that you can answer this raya. And Shita Rekabetz brings down from the Gilyan that you can say that's not a raya, and you get taina that here the case was the owner daven specifically for a certain grain for chitim, and that we said before from Tosfos that if you daven for a specific grain, then you have the pasuk of vatigzer oimer v'yakim lo. Where there, maybe his tefillah would have been answered, and therefore here you have to keep on trying until there's a chazaka that's not going to grow. Amar Ashlokish. Ashlokish says like this: loy shanu, this whole halacha is ela. Because the whole halacha that's called makas medina, and you can deduct elo shazara v'tzamcha. You planted and it took root, and then v'achal chagav, and then insects came, grasshoppers came and ate it up. Avol zara v'tzamcha. If you planted and it didn't even grow, it didn't even take root. Motzi omle balakarka kol yemei zera zara v'ozel. You have to keep on trying. It wasn't in tzamcha. Bishlam of achal chagav. So you can say like the Gemara says before, after three times or after two times, nothing's gonna work. But if it never took root, you have to keep on trying. Keep on trying the whole entire season. Now, until when does the season of planting last? Bar emas, omra papa, ad the osu arisa medavra, until the time of the year when the arisa are coming back from the field, which is in the 10th hour, v'kaima kima rashayu. Kima is one of the mazalos, one of the constellations, and when the tail of the kima is not really the constellation is really tleh. The tail of the tleh is on top of your head, so then the halacha would be is that part, that season already, that's right, the planting season is over. Basically, and we'll see, it's in the Chodesh Adar, that's in the Chodesh Adar, in the 10th hour, what happens is the tail of a tleh is on top of your head. We'll explain in a second. And that means to say that you have to plant until Adar. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. In short, that you have to plant until Adar, that the planting season is until Adar. Now, what does he mean, Kima Rashayu? So let's explain this. This is, some call it a zodiac, that there are 12 zodiacs, we'll call it, 12 mazalis. The Nisan, it's the Tleh. Iyar, it's the Shar, which is a bull. Sivan is Tumim, which is twins. Tammuz is a Sarton, which is a crab. Av is an Arya, which is a lion. The month of El is a Basula. The month of Tishrei is Maznaim, which is a scale. Cheshvan is an Akrev, which is a scorpion. Kislev is a Keshes, which is an archer. Teves is a Gedi, which is a goat. And Shavat is a Dali, which is a bucket. And Adar, it's fish, it's Dogim. Mazal of Adar is Dogim. And in each month, the first mazel of the day is that corresponds to that month. For example, in Nisan, the first mazel is Tleh. In Adar, the first mazel of the day, the first 2 hours of the day, is fish, is Dogim. The second 2 hours that comes up is the Tleh. And then, which is after 4 hours, is the Tlef comes up, finishes coming up. After 6 hours, it's the Shar. After 8 hours, it's Tumim. After 10 hours, it's Sarton. Now, after 10 hours, when the Sarton is coming up, the Tleh, which is 8 hours in front of it, is the end, the tail end of the Tleh will be in the middle of the sky, because a day is 12 hours long. So the tail end of the Tleh, and no pun intended, the tail end of the Tleh, which is the tail actually, will be on top of your head in the middle of the sky. So when is that? When the mazel is dogim, then it comes out, the Tleh is on top of your head. That's when mazel dogim. So basically the saying in this Gemara is that until when do you have to plant? Until Adar, because when the people come home, the Oris comes home from the Midbar, and in that time, the Tleh is on top of his head, which is in the 10th hour, is when you're coming back at 10th hour, the Tleh is on top of your head. Zok the Gemara Vait. The Gemara says that it comes out that it's Adar. It comes out that it's Adar. So the Gemara Vait, Frank the Gemara Meisve, I have a kasha. You telling me that until when is planting season? Until when the kima is already shayu, when the kima is on top of your head. So Meisve, Rav Shimon Gmil, Rav Shimon Meimer, Rav Chenim, Rav Shimon Nasio, Eimer Kedvarov, that what are the seasons? It says in the Pasuk, in after the Mabel, that Hashem said He's not going to change the season. And the Pasuk says, Oyd kol yimei ha'aretz, zera v'kotzir, v'kor v'choyim, v'kayetz v'chayrif. These are six seasons a year. Now, how do you break up these six seasons? So it's machlaikas, three machlaikas. Shem v'mil, shem v'mei, shem v'chayim, shem v'nasio, shem v'kodvarov, that chatzi tishrei, the half of tishrei, second half of tishrei, the whole marchezvin, v'chatzi kislev, that's zera, that's planting season. Chatzi Kislev, Teves v'chatzi Shvat, that's Chayrif. That's considered the deep winter. The deep winter. That's the coldest part of the winter. Then you have Chatzi Shvat, Adar v'chatzi Nisan, that's Kar. That's the end of the winter. It's not so cold. Then you have Chatzi Nisan, Ir v'chatzi Sivan, that's Kotzir. That's the time when you cut down. That's when the Kotzir means not cut. When you dry out, that's the time when you start drying out things. Rashi says, Kotzir is Kenegad Zera. And that's when you start cutting it down the Tuah in order to dry it. Katsi means cutting down the Tuah in order to dry it. That happens in the Chatzi Nisan, Ir v'Chatzi Sivan. Then you have Chatzi Sivan, Tamas v'Chatzi Av. That's Kayetz. That's when you dry the stuff in the field. That's when the hottest part of summer is. Then you have Chatzi Av, El, Chatzi Tishrei. That's Chayim. It's the end of the summer. So that's the first Shita. Rav Yehuda Moina, Mitishrei, he starts from Tishrei. So it means Tishrei and Cheshvin is the Zera. Then you have that's the Tishrei and Cheshvin. Then you have Kislev and Teves is Chayref. You have Shvat and Adar is Kar. You have Nisan and Iyar is Kotzir. Sivan and Tammuz is Kayetz. And Av and Elul is Chayim. And then you have Rav Shimon and Moina from Mar Cheshvin. So also Mar Cheshvin starts 2 weeks later than the first Shita. So we have the three Shitas are, when does the Zera end? The earliest time Zera would end would be after Cheshvin. And the latest is after Kislev. Fear of Shimon, you start from Cheshvin and Kislev. So what do you see? My makeup of cooler of Shimon. The cooler halakama, or fear of Shimon, the Zera only goes till after Kislev. So how can you say this year we have to be Zera, they have to plant? It's until Adar. What are you talking about? The latest time for Zera is at the end of Kislev, not by Adar. My answer is like Kasha. Oh, the Braisa that says only goes till Kislev is talking about the Kibla Meneva Kharfi, that you makabal to plant the earlier crops. There's certain crops that go earlier, like the wheat and the rye, and the Kohen Bafli, there's certain crops that grow later, like barley and beans grow later in the season, and that's what we're referring to here when we say he has to plant it until Adar, talking about the crops that are later in the season. So it's in the Mishnah, then Kibbul Menem Moyos, if you makabel to pay Chakiris with money, not with Tvua, the halacha is you cannot deduct from the Chakiris. You can't deduct from Chakiris. Zok the Gemara, who gavram the kabel aral mizru b'tumei. And the reason we send the Mishnah is because there's no makas din on money. So you may have to pay money, you have to pay money. The Gemara brings a ma'is over here. Who gavram the kabel aral mizru b'tumei. He was makabel, he rented the land, he leased up the land in order, and he made up, he's going to plant garlic. Aguda de nahar malka sava bazuzi. And he's going to pay money to the owner, a set amount, it's almost like a lease, he's paying a set amount of money, not from the crop. What happened was, the Stachar of Nahar Malka Saba, the river, the main river in the region, got rerouted to a different place. The stack also knows stuffed up. Someone stuffed up and rerouted the nar to a different area. And you cannot plant garlic without having very moist land, and it didn't grow. Also came the Rava. The Seicher came to Rava and says, you know, I don't want to pay for this on my lay. So Rava said, Nahar Malka Sava Loy over the Mischa. It usually should not be stopped and should not be rerouted. And it must be a Makas Medini. It's a Makka of the whole region. And therefore you could deduct. Zil Nokele, go deduct it. So Gemara says, only Rav Rava, what are you talking about? Hanan Tanan with the Mishnah, Huda Imer, Im Kibla Menemayas, if you made up to pay the Chakirus with money and not with Tvua, then Benkach or Benkach, Ein Makal HaMechakura, you don't deduct the Chakura. So what's probably saying deduct it? It goes to the Makal Medina, but we said Mayas doesn't apply to that. That's what Huda says. Gemara says, Omer Luhu, so Rav answered, no, less the Chosh Law of Rav Yehuda. No one holds this Rav Yehuda. Everyone holds that it's all the same, that by Chakirus with the Makas Medina, you could deduct it, and we do not paskin like Rav Yehuda, and we don't hold like Rav Yehuda of the Mishnah who said that Mayas is different. So the new Mishnah. A Makabal Soda Mechaveroi, someone is Makabal a field from his friend by Asara Kur Chitim, makes up to pay 10 Kur Chitim Lashana. It's a Chakirus, obviously. And he's paying 10 kor per year. The halach is, and what happens, v'laksa, and I said, the chitim were not so great. The halach is, nois and loy, metaycha. He doesn't have to buy chitim, he doesn't have to buy a special chitim. He gives him the chitim from these low quality chitim that grew here, that's how he made up to pay, he could do that. And the Rashi says, by kaponis, wouldn't be a shayla. By kaponis, it's poshut. You give him whatever you have. You get whatever you get. You get a percentage of whatever you get. Here's the machi, even chakiru, so I made up to pay him. Korchitim, I can give him whatever the field produces. But hoyuchitim, and what about the opposite case? Hoyuchitim yafis. Let's say the chitim were great chitim. He figures, you know what? Let me take it and sell it, and I'll pay him from the street, the chitim from the marketplace. Loyim la'arin lekeach min hashuk, and I'll pay you. El noisen loyim v'teichi. You have to give what you have inside from the field. That's what you made up. You have to give that. Talk to Gemara. Who gavet the kabel ara la'aspasta? A person was makabel to plant aspasta. And he made up that he's going to pay him the chakiris bekurei de sari. He's going to give him kurim of sari. He's paying him in barley. And he's planting aspasta, because you could do that. Of the aspasta, what happened was that he made this aspasta. He planted aspasta. And aspasta, like Rashi says, only goes for 1 month. But Charsha, after 1 month that all the aspasta grew, he plowed the whole field. And vizara sari, and he planted sairim. Velokan is sari. And Lamai said those sairim did not go well. But remember, he only took this chakiris fast pasta, and he made up to pay sarim no matter what. He'll buy from the shuk. Lemaisa, he had time of the year to plant sarim. He planted sarim. Lemaisa didn't work out. So what's the halacha here? Shachar Rav Chivir Masur, the paras of Kameh de Ravina, the pras of Kameh de Ravina. Gehai gav namai, what's the halacha of such a case? Ki loksa noslam etechadami. Could he say, look, you're getting my shvacha sarim. The sarim got ruined. You're going to take whatever it is. I made up pay 10 sarim. Here it is. Or maybe he has to buy in the shuk. What's the halacha? This is different than the case of the Mishnah, where there, that's what the field was made for. But here it was made for aspasta, and I punked it in my field. Could I give him those sarim or not? Amalei, Rabbi says, not doing it to the Mishnah. Me dami. Hasam le'avdo aras shuchus demara. By the case of our Mishnah, the shlichas of the Bailam was to plant the chitim, and that's what the worker did. So therefore he has to participate in the hefset. Hacha avdar shuchus demara. Here the job was aspasta. That's what you rented it for, and it did that job. So you have to buy in the shuk and pay him regular sarim. You can't say I'm going to give you sarim from this field. Not a story. Oh gavra, the kabel pardes mechavra. Very similar story. Someone was mechavra a vineyard from his friend. Be'esedoni chamra for 10 barrels of wine. Takavu chamra lemaisa. It was a kerem. So what happened was he didn't say I'm giving you 10 pounds of grapes. I'm giving you 10 barrels of wine. So he did the whole crap, and he made some wine out of it, and he said, give that wine. Talk of Ulechamra. The mice, that wine went bad. It became chaymes, it became vinegar. If it gets ruined, you give it to him, whatever it is. I'm giving you the chaymes. It's not daimon. Me dummy. There, the job was to do chitim, and that you're paying from chitim, so it makes sense that there you're giving from the chitim. Hacha, after Har Shechusa, here, it gave out beautiful geshmak and grapes. That was what it was. Now, you made it wine, and it turned into chaymetz, and as you made the pay, you can't say he has to take that loss. The Baram take loss. You have to give him regular wine, Lamaise. You have to give him regular wine, that's halacha. Umoyde Ravashi, so Ravashi is moyde, be'imve de kadum, v'sodosh loksa be'mereha. That if it got ruined before they crushed it in the wine press, or a soda that before the chitim were dried out, before the chitim were finished up, they got ruined in the field, then everyone agrees that the owner will take the loss. Because part of the crop is that you have to grow it and also leave it in the field until you're ready to bring it into the wine press or into the house, into the storehouse. So kol zman, it's still tsarich lekarka, it's still in the karka, it still has a din as part of the planting job, and therefore the owner will take the chitim and anovim from there and take that loss, because since it was not finished processing from the land up, the halacha would be is that he will have to take the loss.